Well, a greetings to each of you in the Savior's name. It is a pleasure to be here and to speak a word for the Lord Jesus Christ. I am in love with him and with my wife that I have with me, Danielle Robin. We are joyful to be here with you, and I would ask that you would follow along with me in the Word of God. The Lord has put upon my heart something very heavy for this week, and I believe that it is for all of us, each of us, to partake in. So if you have your Bibles with you, do open to the book of James in the New Testament. So in James, in the book of James, chapter 3, and we'll break in at verse 13. So James chapter 3 and verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. My text is verse 17 and the first part. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. And I particularly want to focus upon the purity and the peaceableness of this true wisdom from above that is distinguished from that which is not from above. The envying and strife and the confusion and every evil work is distinguished against that which is from above. The purity and the peaceableness are the first two of the seven tests of divine wisdom that are in your hearing this morning. The seven tests are first with the purity and the peaceableness, the gentleness, the easy to be entreated, the full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. But consider with me the purity and that good peaceableness of wisdom that is from above. Now we know that wisdom is truly distinguished in the book of Proverbs throughout as a way in which the saint, the child of God, can exercise and practice wisdom, which just as a good working definition of, it is the righteous use of knowledge. Wisdom is the righteous use of knowledge. In the most basic way of understanding it, it is when you have something that is knowledge, you take it and you righteously use that knowledge to the glory of God. Wisdom is described as that which calls out, cries out, and if any man hear, come, drink, come, partake of the wisdom that is offered from God. It is a personification as well of Jesus Christ our Lord to embody wisdom, and the personification of wisdom is found in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is said to be made wisdom unto us.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30, it is, "But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." This promise of him being made unto us wisdom is what I would have you to consider, how you see the wisdom that is divine in your day-to-day, that first must be pure and then peaceable. Now, what is purity? Purity could be sought after as being that which is chaste or that which is clean. To see purity as a truly, a certainly, a most indeed cleanliness. It is that which is set apart. It is like the water that you seek that is not tainted with any such thing that would pollute or confuse the body, but water that is purely the combination of hydrogen and oxygen, something that is wonderful because it is what we are made of. And so being seeking of what true wisdom is, it first must be seen as pure and then peaceable. Notice the order, though. It's not the other way around. It's not first peaceable and then pure. There is a kind of peace that you can have that excludes purity, that excludes holiness. And when it excludes the holiness that is from God, well, then that peace is not true peace.
Right.
So we must get the order right, that it's first going to be understood as pure. And when you see something that is pure and right and certain and good, then you can say, ah, this is of God. This is of the Lord, so I can partake in it. And whatsoever comes as a thought, or as a word, or an action, must be measured. Is it pure? Will this please the Lord? Is Jesus first in this? And where is my heart? Is it clean? Do I come to this activity with a clean heart, or am I self-seeking? Do I desire for my own satisfaction? Now that's application. We're still understanding what the purity is. And I focus on the purity because it's so often neglected. We think that we are, as children of God, continually being sanctified, and rightly so, but we often feel that when we rub shoulders with the world, we are polluted in some way. We feel defiled when we are with the things of the world, and we want to be set apart and have nothing to do with the things of the world, and yet we must be among those that are of the world so as to be salt and light where it is needed most. Light shines out of the darkness. So purity. How is your life measuring with the purity of God found in Christ Jesus? He is the example, yes. So we look to him and his words, his fulfillment as the servant of the Most High God, so as to be for us wisdom. And that wisdom from above, being pure, calls us into a relationship that is clean with the Holy Spirit. It's been said to keep short accounts with sin. You're either killing sin or it's killing you. So if you keep a very short account with sin, you are growing repentance, continually offering up that which is unpleasing to the Lord, and you know it, and he is consuming it. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are continually being cleansed. And so we enter in with purity. When we pray and we beseech the throne of grace with a desire to have an answer to our prayers, we do it with a clean heart. And if your heart is not clean, turn from that. Let it go. Stop offending the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to not grieve the Holy Spirit. And we know that when our conscience is pricked, we feel there is a need, a deep need, to turn from our sin and to look Jesus Christ full in the face. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and receive the glory of his marvelous grace. This is a daily practice. It is not a once for all. It is a daily growing in repentance and faith before God, repenting because he has fulfilled the desire of our hearts, which is to be made clean. There is no greater satisfaction than knowing the sins forgiven, but also being clean and pure before God is something that is a sweetness. And as you repent, it is an instant forgiveness by the blood of Jesus. That's why we know that our guilt is broken before the throne of grace. The power of sin and the guilt of sin is broken. You can walk free. And that liberty is something that we all desire because it's very precious to us. We talk about liberty in this country to do with as you please, but we want to please God, who is the ruler over all. And so when we know we please him, we are free indeed. How are you peaceable? How can it be understood that when you are pure, you are then peaceable? And that this is the wisdom that is from above. You make peace wherever you go. You are a peacemaker. And that wisdom is seen through you because you are exercising the will of God and you are making peace with those who would otherwise be enemies. God has said to even make your enemies be at peace with you. And therefore, we seek God to show us when we know the wisdom from above, which is pure and peaceable first. And as you entertain the other qualifications of divine wisdom, you must first see the order of the purity and the peace, which is really what I want to leave with you. You must be holy first. And that holiness is the clothing of Christ, the Holy Spirit applying the blood of Christ to you so that you may be made clean. And as you are clean, continually being cleansed, you also have the ability to be peaceable with brethren and with the world that so often does want to war against us. So we have these thoughts, and I would champion the finishing verse that the evidence, the outworking, is fruit. In purity and in peaceableness, you will see the fruit of righteousness, which is sown in peace of them that make peace. May God richly bless each of your souls as you worship the Lord in purity, in holiness, in cleanliness of heart, and with a peaceable spirit. Amen.